AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's
Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. These are the nation's biggest hits by the world's hottest stars. And from the other side of the world, here are Swedish superstars Per Gessle and Marie Fredriksson. Roxette moving up a notch to number 15 with Church of Your Heart. Roxette's latest CD, Joyride, has gotten 37 platinum awards in countries all over the world. And that's one of the reasons Church of Your Heart edging up a notch to number 15. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40, and we won't stop till we reach the top.
Number 14.
Climbing six notches this week is the man millions call the boss and his two small sons call daddy. Bruce Springsteen with Human Touch.
You and me.
Moving up six notches to number 14, that's Bruce Springsteen with the title track from his brand new CD, Human Touch. We're counting down now to the current hit for Genesis, a group that records albums like no one else. They go into the studio without a clue as to what they're going to do. Details coming up.
Casey Kasem, coast to coast.
From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem, and from Dublin, Ireland, here's the band U2. They climbed five notches to 13 this week with their eighth top 40 hit, One. That's U2 with One, the second top 40 hit off their triple platinum CD, Achtung Baby. This week, the song moves up five notches to number 13. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the current hit for Genesis, a band that makes albums like no one else. The way most acts get ready for a new album is to spend weeks and even months in what's called pre-production. That's when they write songs, make demos, rehearse, and get ready to make their album. But that's not how it is for Genesis. Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks have been working together since 1970. After almost a quarter of a century making music together, they've come up with their own unique way of making albums. Phil Collins says when they go into the studio, they don't have the foggiest notion of what they're going to play. He says they like it that way. They try to go in without any idea of what to do. So how do they make their music? Well, in the great tradition of jazz, they start to improvise. Phil might start tapping out a rhythm on his drums, or Mike Rutherford might launch into a riff on his guitar. Then Tony Banks will pick up the idea with his keyboards, and they'll all see where it leads them. After they've got a musical concept that works, they start coming up with words. Though it might seem as if it would take a long time to produce a Genesis album that way, the group says it's actually very efficient for them. They know each other so well and they're such accomplished musicians that the spontaneity works just right for them. And who could argue with the method that's created great albums like Invisible Touch and their latest, We Can't Dance? This week, one of those written-in-the-studio hits from that CD is Survey Song number 12 on Casey's Top 40. Here's the creative collaboration of Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks. Genesis and I Can't Dance.
Hot sun.
After 5 weeks in the top 10, Genesis slips five notches to number 12 with I Can't Dance as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
When I enlisted in the Army.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the week's biggest hits from 40 to number 1, and we're counting them down. Dancing up three notches to number 11, trying for her second top 10 in a row, here's CeCe Peniston with a joyous song about the wonders of love. We got a love thing. In her sixth week on the survey, CeCe Peniston moves up from 14 to 11 with her dance smash, We Got a Love Thing. Coming up as we roll into our fourth hour, a new chart record. The latest hit for the only artist in the rock era to hit the top 10 with his first 11 singles.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
Moving up two notches to number 10, here's the new group Mint Condition and Breaking My Heart.
Pretty.
climbing two notches to number 10. That's the first top 10 for mint condition, Breaking My Heart. And speaking of top 10s, we're up to the artist who this week sets a new chart record. He becomes the only artist in the rock era to hit the top 10 with his first 11 singles. You might think that's something Elvis, the Beatles, Elton John, Prince, or Madonna accomplished, but they didn't even get close. The first singles by both Elvis and the Beatles never charted. Elton John's first U.S. single, Border Song, made the charts but didn't hit the top 40. Neither did Prince's first single, Soft and Wet. And Madonna's debut hit, Holiday, just got to number 15. So who is this man who did what Elvis, the Beatles, Elton, Prince, and Madonna couldn't do? Who is this man who now has hit the top 10 with every one of his first 11 singles? Well, he's a singer-songwriter born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. As a child, he sang on commercial jingles. And as an adult, he's become a pop star. It all began in 1987 when his first single, Don't Mean Nothing, hit the top 10. Then he did the same with his follow-up, Should've Known Better. The string of consecutive top 10s continued with Endless Summer Nights, Hold On to the Nights, and the number one smashes, Satisfied and Right Here Waiting. By that time, his first six singles had all gone top 10, but he didn't stop there. Angelia, Too Late to Say Goodbye, Children of the Night, and Keep Coming Back also hit the top 10. And now, he's done it again, as his 11th consecutive single hits the top 10. Rising two notches to number 9 on Casey's Top 40, here's the man who just set that rock era record, Richard Marx with Hazard the River. From the gold CD, Rush Street, that's Richard Marx and Hazard the River. This week, the song climbs two notches to number 9. And that means we've got 8 big hits to go on our way to number 1.
Casey's Top 40.
Frizzler.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the 40 biggest hits in the USA. Dropping 3 notches to number 8, here's the 4th top 10 in a row for Color Me Bad. Thinking Back. Kevin, Brian, Sam, and Mark. Color Me Bad with Thinking Back. After peaking last week at number 5, they fall 3 notches to number 8. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. We won't stop till we reach the top.
Number 7.
Rising a notch, here's the first top 10 hit for Stacey Earle, Romeo and Juliet. In her 7th week in the countdown, Stacey Earle moves up a notch to number 7. That's Romeo and Juliet. Coming up on Casey's Top 40, a request and dedication from a mother in Georgia. When her daughter lost control of her all-terrain vehicle, she almost lost her daughter.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Casey's Top 40 originates in Hollywood. Moving up 4 notches to number 6 is a song that was a toast of Hollywood at the recent Academy Awards. It's the winner of this year's Oscar for Best Song from a Movie. Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson with the theme song from Beauty and the Beast. Climbing 4 notches to number 6, the biggest move within this week's top 10, that's Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson with Beauty and the Beast. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. You know that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? Well, that's what this request and dedication is all about. It comes to us from a mother in Georgia named Joyce, and here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I would like to make a request and dedication for my daughter. Christy just celebrated her 14th birthday, and I want to make it as special for her as I can because I feel so lucky to have her here to celebrate it. You see, last November, Christy was at camp with her friend. They'd been riding a 3-wheel all-terrain vehicle during the day. They were down the road, and it ran out of gas. Christy and her friend walked back to camp, got a truck, and went back to gas up the 3-wheeler. Then, returning to camp, Christy was trying to beat the truck. As she got to the edge of the yard, she hit a dip and lost control of the vehicle. She rolled over about 6 times before she landed on the ground. An emergency medical team took her to a nearby hospital, and there they x-rayed her and found out that she'd broken the right side of her jaw. Most of the bones on the right side of her face were either broken or crushed. Christy was in surgery for about 6 hours to repair the damage the accident had done. Casey, my daughter was not wearing a helmet at the time of the accident. A helmet might not have prevented all of her injuries, but some might not have been as bad as they were. Please, tell everyone if they ride, wear a helmet. You can never tell when something could happen, and they might not be as lucky as Christy was. So could you please play a Boys to Men song and dedicate it to Christy for me? Yours truly, Joyce. Joyce, here's your request and dedication.
How do I...
A number one hit last year for Boys to Men, and a request and dedication from Joyce in Georgia to her daughter Christy. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. And the countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. As we get set to hear the three biggest pop songs in the land, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number one on the country chart, The Tips of My Fingers by Steve Wariner. At number one on the black chart, Masterpiece by Atlantic Star. And at number one on the adult contemporary chart, the song that rises a notch to number three on Casey's Top 40, Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
Would you know my name?
British superstar Eric Clapton and Tears in Heaven. This week it moves up a notch to number three. We're counting down now to the number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, and it's by a singer who says she saves the best for her children. They're priority number one, period. Details coming up.
Casey's Top 40.
Who wants Trident?
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the number one song in the land. But first, moving a notch closer to her seventh number one in a row, here is Mariah Carey. She's at number two this week with her song about motivation and positivity. Make it happen.
Make it happen. 22-year-old
Mariah Carey and Make It Happen. This week it edges up a notch to number two. And that means we're up to the number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40. And it's by a singer who says ordering her priorities is simple. Her children are priority number one, period. For a lot of singing stars, there's nothing tougher than keeping their lives in order. There are so many demands from their record company, their management, the public, from videos, touring, working on a new album, and public appearances. So much time is taken up by work that all too often family relationships are put aside. But not for the woman who sings this week's number one. She says her relationship with her two children, Melanie and Jillian, is the most important thing in her life. And nothing but nothing gets in the way of her being a mom. She gave us an example. Recently, she'd been scheduled for a video shoot with a lot of high-priced talent. Unfortunately, the shoot was scheduled for the same day that her four-year-old daughter, Melanie, was going to be part of a piano recital. There was no question in this mom's head that there was only one choice. She canceled the video shoot and went to Melanie's recital. The caring mother told us, quote, "When my child needs me, work doesn't count. I don't care what I cancel. If my girls need mom to help them get to sleep, that's where I'm going to be. Nothing is more important to me than that," unquote. These days, the woman who says her kids are number one is enjoying a number one of a different kind. Because for the third week in a row, the biggest hit in her career is the biggest hit in the land. The number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40 is Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. There it is, the number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40 for the third straight week. Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. And there you have them, the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Meryl Schindler, Alan Goldblatt, Bill Strom, Jeff Axelrod, and Gonzalo Venezia. Production engineering by Ron Harris, with Michael Cooper, Steve Frapp, Mike Williams, Melanie Minear, Todd Tomlin, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. For a look at your favorite stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. And until next week, when once again we'll count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Top 40 is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by New A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda, by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team, by the U.S. Army, learn how to get an edge on life, be all you can be, and by Finesse. Finesse adjusts to the changing needs of your hair. All you really need is Finesse.
Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. Jam Creative Productions, Dallas.
AirCheckDownloads.com.